Spring Show.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at KSU and Assistant Director of the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy in studio. I'm Brady Bowman. Again, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350, if you want to get involved in the conversation. And we've been talking about a lot of these issues that pop up that definitely elicit a strong response from the public. And, you know, and I'll go ahead and go back and have a little personal story. Last week on the NFL thing with them deciding to go ahead and fine players if they kneel, fine teams if they kneel, and basically go ahead and basically the league picked a side on that issue. And you know, I had a Facebook post that I went ahead and said my piece, and I've been a lifelong NFL fan, but you know, that to me that put me over the edge as far as like, okay, well, you know, I'm kind of had to give up on the NFL this year. Mainly for me, it's more of a moral reason and a free speech issue, just because the way that the kneeling has been totally perverted. Our very own John Kurtz, he said it best on the game last week, where he really made an example of kind of the home of the Chiefs thing that you see at Chiefs games, and how there's never been any issue about drunken fans going home of the Chiefs instead of home of the Brave. Nobody ever says anything about that, but all of a sudden some black players kneeled, and it's all of a sudden a big thing. And the kneeling has always been about police brutality from the very get-go. That's always been the message on that, and it got perverted into something else. And I guess I'm asking Dr. Schaefer, coach me through how to deal with that situation, because a lot of these issues that you think that there's not a subjective opinion on, you think that most people would agree that police brutality is a bad thing. You think most people would agree that what Roseanne tweeted is a bad thing. But all of a sudden we have this debate on these issues where there seems to be a defense of some of these issues that you never thought would be something that we'd be debating. And I think that's where it really gets to this point of the contention, especially when it comes to social media, where you'll have these people defend some of these views that you didn't think that there was a different viewpoint on,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think whether it's that or, you know, any other scenario that, you know, a listener might be thinking about for themselves, you name something important, though, right? So here's something that you enjoy, right? NFL football games.
Yeah, since as long as I can remember.
Okay, maybe that's an understatement. But you're troubled by a scenario, something that's happening, right? And so you're kind of wrestling with what are the you know, this is at the heart of kind of the notion of deliberation, right? You're weighing these tensions that you're feeling, right? And the trade-offs of that, right? So what does it mean if you're, you know, in kind of full support of a you know, of a game of you know, football, of the NFL, that you now have these tensions with? And so you're right, you're wading through it. I mean, it'd be simple if you're like, I like football, I'm going to watch football, right? I'm going to get my pizza and my beer and whatever else, and I'm going to do the thing. But realizing that there are some other kind of complicating factors, right? And you're working through some of that. So what are those implications, right? I don't want to make this bigger than it is at that individual level, right? But that's where it begins, right? The sense of, okay, where do I fall on this? How do I make some sense of it? It's the same way that over, you know, recent number of years, there have been a lot of stories and kind of personal accounts of why people have stepped away from, you know, watching NFL, also because of concussions, right? I mean, and brain damage and these kinds of things. Well, how do you weigh that against it? Similarly, I had a view of that. I was like, I don't think I can support this, right? And then all of a sudden, it starts creeping back in as you turn on the TV and you're like, oh, maybe I will watch the game, those kinds of things. And so you have to acknowledge that, you know, it's not always going to be the super clear cut, like, this is the right thing to do, and I'm going to do that, and it's going to be easy, right? There are other things.
Oh, no, it's not going to be
right,
easy.
Right. Well, I mean, right. I mean, but this yeah. is what it gets at a little bit is where are those places of maybe some discomfort and you know, some divided sense of yourself, right? I mean, especially if you've got kind of deep allegiance, whether it's a sports team or whatever else it is, how do you kind of look to your, you know, look to your quote team and say, hey, something's not quite right. So in the instance of the last 24 hours, right? With the comment by Roseanne Barr, the racist comment, how do you, as a, you know, if you're a political or ideological conservative and would align with, you know, places where she would fall, not wholesale, but, you know, more generally speaking, you know, how do you look at that and say, like, hey, no, that's not right. There's something not right here. And I'm going to say it for what it is, and I'm going to make some sense of it, in contrast to just falling into this kind of entrenchment. I mean, this goes back to, you know, some of what we were talking about before of, like, you know, this is my team. These are my guys. I'm going to support them till the end, right? But if it's not founded on something, right? I mean, that's part of, you know, at least where I'm coming from. And when I move it away from maybe football to talking about other things, it makes a little bit more sense, or at least it's easier to think of it this way. But, you know, persuade me, change my mind, right? Why should I, you know, why should I think this about the topic? And if I find it to be, you know, detailed, nuanced enough and you know, convincing me, then that's, you know, there it is, right? I mean, but that's something that you had to kind of work with, Russo, you know, in our little coaching session here, if we were to think about it that way. Like, I would encourage you and all of us to you know, think about those things that we hold really dear. What are the things we care about? Where you know, I grew up in Southern Ohio, and so I had to break with my family's allegiance to the Cincinnati Reds, and so I went with Cleveland, right? So I think my childhood room still has, you know, Cleveland Indians wallpaper. It's got all the bats, the helmets. I got the ticket stubs from back in the old stadium when there were about 20 of us there in an 80,000-seat stadium, right? Those kinds of things. But how do you critique the thing that you have been so wrapped up in, whether it's a sports team or whether it's a political party or whatever it might be? And it's really tough to step back from that and say, hey, this is not quite right, or there's something that we need to take into consideration here. Those are really challenging steps, especially, you know, if it's about a religious tradition, it's about a political party or affiliation, whatever it might be, those things that ground us as people. The moment you start to critique or look at it and realize that there are some ugly sides to whatever it might be, that's uncomfortable. And that's part of, you know, a writer that I appreciate a lot, Parker Palmer, has this phrase, kind of the tragic gap, right? How do we get from where we are to where we ought to be? And there's this in-between that's sometimes really unfortunate and uncomfortable and, frankly, crappy, right? But that's part of the human condition, so how do we work through that?
Dave?
Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back with a couple of other comments
Sure. Here.
I've got another question that's kind of unrelated,
Oh, okay. But
yet is somewhat related to what we're talking about. So, and it is on a local level.
Okay, great.
Sounds good. More in Focus coming up.
When catastrophe